السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Once again in Nath Sharif, because as I mentioned last week, that these days of Hajj, these months of Hajj, you meet people all the time, meeting you, greeting you, before their departure for Hajj. And even if nobody meets you going for Hajj, then too we know that millions of people will gather there. On the plains of Arafat, on the 9th of Zilhijjah, shedding tears before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and drawing from the rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And millions of people will be visiting Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Madinah Tayyibah. So the heart of a mu'min and Muslim is drawn towards Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinah Tayyibah more in these months. Like that, any person who is an ashiq of Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he cannot be an ashiq without loving Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Tayyibah. Those are the places with the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and with the noor of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam can be experienced.
Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum, zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Na poochho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, na poochho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hain hum, zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hain hum.
Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Although we are residing in Madinah Tayyibah, we are on the land, on the ground, on the earth of Madinah Tayyibah. But, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. We address the skies, we address the heavens, and we tell them that what do you know about our position? Of course it's poetry, it doesn't mean that you have pride. It is out of shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Person says, what do you know about our position? We are in Madinah Tayyibah. So the person expresses a kind of pride. And he says that you do not have that status, that position, that esteem in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we have, because we are in Madinah Tayyibah. Madinah Tayyibah where Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rests, the place of the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the place where so many Quranic verses were revealed, the place from where the different battles were undertaken, the battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, the battle of the trench, and finally after that, towards the end, the Fatah and the conquest of Makkatul Mukarrama, then all the other Sariyas and Jihad that took place from there, Islam that spread from there. So it's a falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf. So this is the good fortune of those people who are residents of Madinah Tayyibah. Where can we have that kind of good fortune? Those who are residing permanently in Madina Tayyibah. Who doesn't make mistakes? Who doesn't have any kind of weakness in his life? People around the world, Muslims around the globe, have got their weaknesses, shortcomings. We have got so much of weaknesses, shortcomings. If some people of Madina Sharif have got some kind of weakness or shortcoming, then we should not look down upon them. We should believe that they are so fortunate that they are in Madina Tayyibah. Any time they can go to the Rauza Mubarak and say, Ya Rasulallah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed in the Quran Sharif.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا.
As you have heard many times. Said Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the gist and the meaning of which is by way of explanation. That those people who may have erred, may have made some mistakes, may have committed some sin. But if they came to you, if they come to you, and they say, Ya Rasulallah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to forgive us our sins. They themselves also seek forgiveness. Fastaghfirullah. They themselves also, it's necessary that they too must seek forgiveness. They must ask Allah Ta'ala for total forgiveness of those sins. And if it's the rights of others, then they must go back and fulfill those rights. And if they're residing there, and whatever extent they can fulfill, they must fulfill it. Pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. But they seek forgiveness. And they ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make shafaat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also make shafaat on their behalf. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. So these people have got so much of opportunity to do that. And with the shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and with their own istighfar and with their own du'as that they're making there, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive their sins. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will shower His mercy upon them. So we who will be criticizing them, or teasing them, or making a mockery of someone there, we will be suffering all our lives. And they will be so fortunate, they will be forgiven. That is the sharaf, that is the sharaf of those people who are staying in Madina Tayyibah.
Zami par Madine ki rehte hain hum, फलक पर मगर नाज करते हैं हम न पूछो के क्या है हमारा शरफ जवारे मुहम्मद में रहते हैं हम.
We are the neighbors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person, if he has got a good neighbor, is a very fortunate person. One Jewish person was selling his house. He was living next to Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, if I'm not mistaken. So when they were negotiating the price, he doubled the price of that house. So he said, but this is not the market value of this house. He says, I know it's not the market value, but the added value is because of my neighbor. Because of my neighbor who's such a pious, such a righteous, such a good person. Where are you going to find a neighbor like that? So because of him, the value has gone up. Now imagine the person who has Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his neighbor. Living in the neighborhood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then what value there must be to that? It's just that we have lost sight of our own value. We don't know, we haven't recognized who we are.
ज़मीं पर मदीने की रहते हैं हम फलक पर मगर नाज करते हैं हम न पूछो के क्या है हमारा शरफ جوارِ محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم.
کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو. Although he's talking about the permanent residence, but those people who go for a little while also, for few days, few months. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. Oh friends, this is only the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. It is only His ihsan. It is only His kindness. It is only His favor that He brought us to Madina Tayyibah, that we are residing here. Ye subh hai Madina, ye sham hai Madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam hai Madina. So this is an ihsan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that the person is getting up, his morning begins in Madina Sharif. His evening is in Madina Sharif. And the morning there begins from the time of Tahajjud in reality. The azan of Tahajjud is heard there. And you find the people proceeding to the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at that part of the morning. Everybody is waiting. When do the doors open? So that we can get the opportunity to be in Riyadul Jannah. So, karam hai ye malik ka hai dosto. Where are we deserving? It is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan if He takes someone there. It's only Allah Ta'ala's fazal that the person is making his morning in Madina Sharif, his afternoon in Madina Sharif, his evening in Madina Sharif, his ishraq, his awwabin, his chasht, his fajr, zuhur, asar, maghrib, isha in Madina Sharif. He's eating in Madina Sharif, he's drinking in Madina Sharif, he's breathing the air of Madina Sharif. He's listening to the azan of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's getting the opportunity of presenting himself at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and saying As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah directly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is responding to that salat and salam of his. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. If we look at our own hearts and our own actions and our own deeds, then where are we deserving?
Zami par madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawar-e muhammad mein rehte hain hum. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم.
If only we can understand this, مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. In our lives, even far away from Madina Sharif, مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری. Wherever we are, whether we are in London, Paris, New York, or any country of the world, any city of the world, any town or village of the world, any place, our value in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be in terms of what nisbat we have with Madina Sharif. What connection we have with Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What amount of obedience we have and itaat we have of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will give us value in the sight of Allah ta'ala. At present we are complaining around the globe the Muslim Ummah is in suffering. But look at our connection with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, how weak it is. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has declared it in the Quran Sharif. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. That is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's declaration. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has announced that if you say you love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then follow me, obey me. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam say, obey me. That means you must obey him. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also love you. That is the yardstick, that is the gauge. If you want to be loved by Allah ta'ala, then you have to obey Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naqsh-e-qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Naqsh-e-qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e-qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. Hazrat says that naqsh-e-qadam nabi, following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's footsteps, that will take you to jannat. Following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's way of life, that will get you connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there is no other way that we can get any kind of value or esteem in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala except by obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Without that obedience, the person will not get any kind of recognition. We are waiting for all those promises that have been made to the Muslim Ummah. All those promises that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made. Wa antumul a'laun in kuntum mu'mineen. What about the mu'mineen? And all the other promises. In tansurullah yansurkum. Allah ta'ala has got conditions. So the promises will be fulfilled provided we make ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not just lip service ittiba. Lip service, what difficulty is there? How much does it cost? Shed a few tears or just claim or make loud and bold claim that we are ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But where is the sign of that ishq of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Doesn't it have to have some kind of sign? How else are you going to recognize an ashik of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There has to be ittiba. As human beings we'll make mistakes, but we won't be deliberately committing sins, missing out our salat, zakat, fasting, hajj, abusing, stealing, committing fraud, adultery, fornication, rave clubs, discos, cinemas, theatres, everything carries on, but our ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not affected, it's not dented. Then that is like that Bibi Tamizan's wuzu. One Maulana Sahab was going past one village, so one elderly woman there, she never made namaz in her life. So she got interested after listening to him that she must make namaz. So he explained that this is how you must make namaz. Make wuzu and then start namaz in this manner. And we must not think that this is something that's not happening around the globe. There are so many people in the 60s, 70s, they haven't made one namaz as yet. I know of so many who changed their lives in the 60s and 70s and then they started asking me how to make namaz. So he explained that this is how you must make namaz, make wuzu, make namaz. After a few years he came back passing that village. So when he gave a bayan, she happened to be in the program and afterwards she wanted to talk to him. So he asked, what's the problem? He said, no, alhamdulillah, I've been making namaz since those days, from the time that you explained to me. I made the wuzu that day that you told me to make. Since that time I'm making namaz. So he got surprised, a little worried that made wuzu that day, so what about the other days? So with that one wuzu that she made, now she was making namaz. So neither did her toilet affect the wuzu, nor anything else affected the wuzu. So So our iman is like that too. Our ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is like that. That nothing affects it. The worst of deeds we commit, but our ishq is not affected. Our bold claims will remain that we are ashiqi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam demands ittiba, obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the accidental mistakes and errors, we cry over our sins. But there is no such thing as a person travels a certain distance in this path and then he says, I'm tired. There's no getting tired in this ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The more the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the more the person wants to move in that direction. A true lover, he doesn't say, I'm tired now. The fish doesn't say in the sea, I'm tired. How long am I going to remain in the sea? I'm getting tired of water. Water is the beloved of the fish. It will never leave the water. It doesn't want to leave the water. Therefore, when you're pulling out the fish also, it wants to get back into the water. So the ashik of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they don't say we got tired. After making a few namazes 5 times a day, we got tired. A few days we made namaz with jamaat or fajr, and after that we tired. We can't keep it up. Ashik, how can he say I'm tired?
Ishq ki raah par chalne walo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai.
Poet says,
ishq ki raah par chalne walo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai. Raah mein thak ke jo baith jaye, raah mein thak ke jo baith jaye, wo is safar ke qabil nahi hai.
There's no manzil, there's no station that now we reached, finished, that's the end of it. Ishq of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's a fire that burns in the heart of the person, and the more he has the ishq, the more the fire burns, and the more sukoon he gets, and the more peace he gets, the more tranquility he gets, the more happiness and joy and satisfaction he gets, the more qanaat he gets. How can we explain in words what the person gets? Because Allah Ta'ala gives it into the heart. Outwardly they are with us, they joke, they laugh, they eat, they drink. But inside their heart, if they got that fire of ishq of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam burning, then it is priceless. So there's no end to it, that now we got tired. After a little while we got tired. Ishq ki raah mein chalne walo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai. Raah mein thak ke jo baith jaye. Now people are going for hajj. Another person was making preparation, he was going up and down, his visas and his tickets and his, and all the other preparation of his baggage and everything else he did. Now he worked so hard in his preparation, when he landed at Johannesburg airport to take the flight, he says, I'm tired. Now imagine that person. What would you call that person? He says, I'm tired, I don't want to proceed further now, because I was so much engaged in the preparation for that hajj, that after landing at Johannesburg, now I'm exhausted. So dear brothers, you all carry on, I will remain here. Then you will say they look for the nearest asylum to the airport, because your claim of ishq was false. There's no stop. The person will have to carry on. Now he'll have to land at Jeddah, whether he's tired or not tired. He must go through the immigration, the customs and all the formalities. Sometimes it's 6 hours, 8 hours. Whatever it is, he must carry on. Now if he went through all that and he comes out of the Jeddah airport and he says, now I'm tired, I can't proceed further, then will he be able to make his hajj? His beloved is somewhere else. Now he must still carry on. Now he must carry on. He will have to go with his ihram into Makkah Mukarramah. He will have to make the tawaf. And now he looks at the Safa Marwa. He says, quite a long distance this, so I don't think I can undertake this. So now he sits down again. After he finished his Safa Marwa, now they told him, you've got to get ready on the 8th. We have to go now to Mina, and then Arafah, then Muzdalifah, and then Qurbani, and then Jam. Now when he listens to all this, he says, no, boy, I made this mistake. I'm going back home. So in the path of ishq of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's no manzil. The person just goes on and on and on. Again, that example of the waves of the ocean. True, it's a beautiful example. That is how the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala is, on the heart of a lover of Allah Ta'ala.
نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن بجز آہ کے کچھ ہمارا نہیں ہے
So the waves of the ocean also, this non-stop, just goes on and on and on. Take lessons from that. Don't go to the beachfront and go and watch all the filth. Watch all the naked and semi-naked people. Person wants to go to the area where it's quiet, look at the waters of the ocean and look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, who put so much of salt in that? The salt which we steal from the ocean, who put it in there? So that life may be sustained in the water, may not become stagnant, impure, give off a stench. Look at the different kinds of fish Allah Ta'ala has put in there. What sizes, the whales and the sharks and huge fish, who put all that? And then look at the waves, how they are flowing, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. The waves of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also, if somebody is fortunate enough to experience it, then it is the same. This goes on and on. At that time the person doesn't want to talk to anybody, he doesn't want to listen to anything. He wants seclusion. That is why the ushaq of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they look for seclusion. To enjoy those waves. How we want to go and enjoy. So, ishq ki raah par chalne walo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai.
Tu safina badhaye chala ja. ڈوبنے کی نہ کچھ فکر فرما تو سفینہ بڑھائے چلا جا ڈوبنے کی نہ کچھ فکر فرما غم کے دریا میں خضر محبت صرف طوفاں ہے ساحل نہیں ہے
تو سفینہ بڑھائے چلا جا کیپ آن موونگ دی شپ Don't fear. If all the pilots of the boats have to fear that we are going to go 1 mile ahead and then we are going to sink. Ship and boat is going to sink. Passengers are going to drown. And nobody will go ahead. Everyone is confident. They look at the boat, they look at the ship that is in good condition. They say, now right, carry on. Keep moving now. After that, there could be a storm ahead. So they must face it when it comes. Cross the bridge when you come to it. So in the ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, don't fear any kind of drowning. There's no drowning in the ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And even if the person has drowned, then he is successful. The person who drowns in the ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he is a very, very successful person. He hasn't lost his life, he gained life. In that ocean, if a person drowns, he loses his life. And this ocean of love of Allah ta'ala, if he has to drown, then he becomes hayat in his heart. He gets life in his heart. True life he gets now. Drowning in the ishq of Allah's Nabi and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These are not words. It is not something that you can explain in speeches. Unfortunately, we have now become used to nothing but speeches. This is all to do with hal. It's a condition of the heart.
The
person who's got ishq of Allah Ta'ala in abundance in his heart. You don't find him drowning like how you see the person drowning in the ocean. He'll be a normal person, balanced person, eating, drinking, laughing, joking, fulfilling the rights of his parents, wives, children, society. He'll be doing business, he'll be getting married, he'll be doing everything that a normal person does. That drowning will be inside his heart in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that will bring hayat now. There'll be hayat. Allah Ta'ala will make that person's heart a magnet after that. It'll draw people towards that ishq of Allah Ta'ala. So never fear that am I going to take this step towards Allah Ta'ala, then now what will happen? What will happen? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if you're going to take a step towards Him, He will come running towards us. He'll pick us up. The person who is in the arms, in inverted commas, metaphorical, in the arms of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, can any nafs, shaitan or any other enemy snatch him away after that? But Allah Ta'ala tests the people. I mean, there is a test. I mean, how are you going to prove your love for Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? There has to be some test. Now we don't want to take that step. So Madinah ki nisbat ya qeemat meri. What we were discussing, where we went, but whatever Allah Ta'ala makes me say, there's khair in it for myself and for the listeners. So Madinah ki nisbat ya qeemat meri. Wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. There's no value if you don't have a qeemat with Madina Sharif, that means with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there's no value in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Then anybody can crush you and anybody can destroy you and anybody can bulldoze you and anybody can do whatever they like. There's no respect in the eye of Allah Ta'ala, so there'll be no respect in the eye of anyone else too. I always give the example that we have the best of dates now coming from California, from West Africa and so many other places, Iraq. Beautiful dates. Put all one side. And the ashik of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you give him a dry date and say, this is from Madina Sharif. So that dry date, the cheapest one in Madina Sharif, it has got more value. It is far more precious. It has got more weight than the best of dates of around the world. Best of dates from around the world. It's got more value because it's from Madina Sharif. Madina Sharif is a different place. So if the dates of Madina Sharif, they get such value because they're from Madina Sharif. If the thorns of Madina Sharif have got such value, then what about the amal of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? The actions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now for that you don't have to be in Madina Sharif too. You can be in South Africa, you can be in China, you can be any part of the world. But if you have got the amal of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then that means nisbat is with Madina Sharif. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that person thousands of miles away more respect and more dignity and more honor than the people that are maybe residing right there. Because the person who is there in Madina Sharif but is not obeying Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is not in Madina Sharif. And the person who is far away but is obeying Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is in Madina Sharif. Our closeness is dependent on that. Allah Ta'ala is fair and just. Otherwise the poor person would have said that I have to be in Madina Sharif to get the nisbat of Madina Sharif. So the poorest of the poor, irrespective of where he is, but if his heart is with Madina Sharif, his akhlaq is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. His amal is of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His character is of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His honesty, his truthfulness, his charity, his nobility, his generosity, his kindness, his following, his trying to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his forgiveness, his large-heartedness, then this person is in Madina Sharif, wherever he may be. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. We'll just do one more line and make some zikr. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو,
खुदा से दुआ भी करते हैं हम, मदीने में मरना मुकद्दर में हो, मदीने में मरना मदीने में मरना मुकद्दर में हो, खुदा से दुआ भी करते हैं हम,
we are not asking on the basis of our amal, our actions, our piety or taqwa, we don't have those things. But we say, Ya Allah, since you blessed us with Iman and Islam and everything without us deserving, so we are seeking from you, bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow over Jannatul Baqi, over the graveyard of Madina Tayyibah, then we too may be forgiven.
मदीने में मरना मुकद्दर में हो, मदीने में मरना मुकद्दर में हो, दुआ ये खुदा से भी करते हैं हम, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहू, अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول گیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallah, 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 illallah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most caring Allah, most beautiful Allah, most tolerant Allah. Ah, my beloved Allah, we are once again extending our begging bowls before you. You become extremely pleased the more we beg of you. Ya Allah, we have no one to turn towards besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. My beloved Allah, our life in your hands. Our sight, our hearing, our speech in your control. Our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladder, everything, my beloved Allah, in your control. My beloved Allah, the ground on which we walk in your control, the air which we breathe in your control. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean, up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. We cannot come out of your kingdom, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are using your bounties day and night, 24 hours of every day of our lives, and yet we use those same bounties for your disobedience. We use the same ni'mat of sight for your disobedience, the same bounty of hearing for your disobedience, the same great bounty of speech for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you could have paralyzed us, you could have destroyed us, you could have made us deaf, dumb, blind and paralyzed because of our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our sins and our evil actions and our deeds. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel and out. My beloved Allah, where Allah, we cannot do justice. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't question us
Don't test us. Don't punish us. Don't seize us because of our sins. Ya Allah, don't seize us like you seized the nations of the past. Don't destroy us like you destroyed the nations of the past, who sinned, who indulged in evil, who day and night disobeyed you. My beloved Allah, our sins are no different from the sins of the nations of the past. But my beloved Allah, who is there for us that we can turn towards besides you? Which other door can we tap besides your door? Which other home we can beg besides your home? If a butcher has to chase a dog, the dog can go to another butcher. If a beggar has to be chased from one home, he can still go to another. But my Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness and kindness and compassion and mercy because of our sins, then we will be destroyed. There will be no one that we can go to. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hum sharminda hai. Hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai. We are your servants, we are your slaves. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies. Ya Allah, if our sins are more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, then to just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, when we used to draw the curtains and commit sins, you were watching. You are the one who blessed us with sight. And yet we thought that no one was watching us. We are fooling ourselves, my beloved Allah. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ya Allah, my beloved Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. How can you not be aware of our movements? It's just your compassion, your forgiveness and your tolerance. My beloved Allah, protect us from all sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, we have to return to you one day. Ya Allah, how are we going to face you? Ya Allah, if a person is arrested for some crime, then he covers his face with a towel or a jacket. He is ashamed that the people must not watch, the people must not see, the people must not recognize him. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment in the presence of billions of ummatis, how are we going to face you? My beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness. We are seeking forgiveness. My beloved Allah, don't let us be the cause of embarrassment for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we will be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the way that we have died in this world. Ya Allah, if a person dies in adultery, in fornication, drinking, popping drugs in his mouth, or in any kind of haram action, then that is how he will rise on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, whether they are in the hospitals, in homes, in clinics, amongst us, whosoever has raised their hands, whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, puri ummat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mein jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, especially those who have requested for du'as for shifa. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. My beloved Allah, we are physically ill and spiritually ill. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. Which sin is there that is not in our hearts? What have we made of our hearts? Ya Allah, we have made garbage bags of our hearts. But we are presenting it before you. Ya Allah, teri ek nigaah hai karam. Teri ek nigaah hai karam. Just one glance of your maghfirat, my beloved Allah, on our evil, dirty hearts. It is sufficient for the purification of our hearts. Ya Allah, the filth of the whole city goes into the waters of the ocean. One wave of the ocean, and the waters of the ocean are still park and clean and pure. Ya Allah, let one wave of forgiveness flow over our sins. You have given man the intelligence and the art and the science of making computer chips. Ya Allah, the computer chip records millions of pieces of information. But just one press of the delete button and no information is left. My beloved Allah, press the delete button over our sins. Make the angels also forget what sins we have committed. Ya Allah, qiyamat ke din, hame sharmindagi na. Ya Allah, don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Bless us with complete shifa from our physical ailments and spiritual ailments. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of your muhabbat, with the noor of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of hajj and umrahs, with the noor of charities, with the noor of service to mankind, with the noor of fulfillment of the rights of all. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of zuhud and qanaat, shukr. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Aaj raat mere Allah, ek faisla kar de hamare liye apne fazl o karam se, to make us yours and become ours. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. And if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Make a decision, my Allah. No one is going to question you why you made the decision for those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor or wherever they may be. No one is going to question you, my beloved Allah. If you are going to make the decision of forgiveness, we will become happy. Your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will become happy. You will become pleased and happy. My beloved Allah, make a decision of forgiveness of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the globe. Mankind is suffering, my beloved Allah, because of our actions and our deeds. Ya Allah, give hidayat to entire mankind. Let the winds of guidance and hidayat flow throughout the continents. Bless each and every one with hidayat. Ya Allah, make everyone accept Islam. Ya Allah, make everyone believers in you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of the hearts of mankind. Ya Allah, but those who have become stubborn, arrogant, and they have become persistent in their sins, and they have made up their minds they will never accept Islam, and they will continue with the torture and persecution and tyranny upon the ummah, then, my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet, send the gale force winds against them, flood waters to destroy and drown them. Ya Allah, protect and safeguard those who are believers, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow. Bless everyone with Iman and Islam. My beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most merciful Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites, my Allah? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ah, my beloved Allah, you are so loving, so caring, so compassionate, so generous, so kind and merciful. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah.